Turn in your holy book, Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1, verse number 1. If you have your place, you want to stand on to the reading of God's Word. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by the prophets in the holy scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God be my help, on this thought, a separated life. A separated life. As we see this, Paul's writing to the Romans, and the first thing he does, he identifies himself. He wants them to know who's writing to them, amen? If you're going to share the gospel, if you're going to tell, praise God, it might as well be from you, amen, right? Hey, not somebody else, not what somebody else said, praise God, what you've got to say about the one that said it all. And boy, what a blessing it is to know that. And he said he was Paul, and he said he was a servant of Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. A servant, one that puts forth some effort. He said, called to be an apostle. Amen, praise the Lord. But then he says, separated unto the gospel of God. So Paul is speaking to Romans here, and he's letting them know who he is, and he's letting them know about his calling. He's letting them know that it ain't about him. And Paul said, I'm not doing this within my... Hey, if Paul was going to do it inside his flesh, he probably would have done something else. Amen? He had probably went to Peter and John and all of them, and they'd went fishing. Amen. If they wanted to do it in their flesh, that's probably what they did. But Paul said, I'm not doing it then. He said, I'm separating myself unto the Lord, unto the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see in Paul here that we have to have that separation. Amen. Without being separated, we can have a relationship with God. Now listen to me now, but we can't really have a fellowship with God without some sort of separation. Amen. We have to separate ourselves from the world. That's what Paul's telling here. He said, because of the promises of the prophets and holy scriptures, he said, they give us the promises and hope that we need, praise God, to persevere as Christians in a time even as this that we're living in now. I don't know about you, but if you'll listen to anything on the news here lately, this whole world and universe that we live in is a powder keg. It's just waiting and looking to explode at any minute. We got people that's greedy, hungry for power, and they're seeking that power. I want to tell you tonight, I'm hungry for power too. I want the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God. I want God to touch on my heart and my life. I want Him to flow through the church. I want Him to ignite your soul and kindle a fire down in our hearts. Praise God, it'll burn outside. Praise God of us. That folks can see that there's something about us. But Paul says, if you're going to have that fire, praise God. He said, if you're going to have that zeal, he said, there has to be a separation of you and the world. We've got to separate ourselves from it in order to have that fellowship with God. Amen. I pray God, listen, you can be united with Christ at Calvary. Amen. We can unite with Christ at Calvary, but without separation from sin, praise God, we can't do nothing. We have to separate ourselves for Him, praise God, from our sins. He tells them, Isaiah said this, I was reading this the other day, in Isaiah chapter 59. He said this of the nation of Israel. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Amen. Sounds like my God, ain't you? Amen. Praise God. His hand isn't shortened. His ear isn't heavy that it cannot hear. But now listen to what he says. But your iniquities have separated you and your God. He said, there's some things in our life, if we ain't careful, they separate us from God. But they order things in our Christian life ought to be separating us to God. Amen. To godliness. He said, for your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. Amen. Sometimes if we ain't careful, we get caught up in our sinfulness and we just can't have a open line of communication with God no more. Without that separation to Him and for Him, praise God, we missing out. Amen. Praise God. I think that's what's wrong with the church today. We got so much stuff in our lives that we forget, amen, that these things that's displeasing to God. Amen. At break, as we said in the little class that we took for when we was trying to communicate the gospel with the kids, he said it's the thing that breaks God's heart and makes Him sad. Amen. You think about what's going on, praise God, in so-called Christian realms today, that God's looking down on it, and He couldn't be very happy with it. You got Christians that profess to be Christians, but they're living just like the world, can't tell no difference, can't see no difference, amen. I want to say there ought to be a difference in a child of God. We ought to look different. We ought to talk different. We ought to act different. We ought to live different. We ought to be different, praise God. Bible says we're supposed to be a peculiar people. Hey, listen, I'll tell you, you say, well, preacher, I just want to fit in. Praise God, a child of God ain't supposed to fit in.
Amen.
Amen. If we'll get to where we're sticking out like a sore thumb, people they'll start asking questions, trying to figure out what's going on with us. I'll tell one of my wife, we were so sick at a few weeks ago. Amen. We were bad. Well, all that evening, all that night, and the next morning we got up, and I tell her, "Night, she ain't here." You better, if I want her to know this, I'll tell her. The next day we got up, and man, she had a hairdo going on. Amen. I mean, it was, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Phyllis Dell didn't have nothing on her. I said, "Honey, what'd you do?" She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "What'd you do to your hair?" She said, "I don't know why." And she got the feeling around. Well, she realized it was way up here. Amen. And I said, "Hey, you know what? I wouldn't mess with that." I said, "If you leave out like that and you go out to Walmart like that," I said, "next week everybody out there will be looking like you." Amen. So they'll go out there and they'll see that and they'll say, "Well, I ain't never seen nothing like that." Ain't that the way the world does? Amen. Praise God. They see something different. They see something strange. Praise God. I said, "Well, praise God, I won't look like it, no matter how freaky it looks." Amen. I don't know how, praise the Lord, but hey, if you want to be separate, praise God, let's look like you're on fire for Jesus. Look like you love the Lord, praise God. Look like you want to tell somebody about how good He's been to you. Amen. Go around with a testimony on your lips and a smile on your face. Hello? I've told you before, it takes a whole lot more more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Praise God, I've been trying to smile a whole lot more lately, Josh. Praise God, I don't want to wear my face out. Lord knows I need all the help I can get. I'm just going to keep a smiling, praise God. God will keep a blessing, praise God. We keep pressing on. People keep seeing there's something different about me. There's something different about you, praise God. It's that separation, praise God, from ourselves unto Him. Amen. Praise God. Without separation, you can have influence without separation. But without separation, you'll be without power. It'll be influence that without any power. Can you see where the church is today? I mean, we've got influence, but we don't have no power. Amen. Because we lack separation. The world can look at us and see. Amen. Whether we're just like them or if we're different, if we're more Christ-like. I mean, we're to be striving every day. If we call ourselves Christians, to be more like Christ. That means to be Christ-like. Amen. Hey, listen, let me just say this straight up. We will never be like Jesus. Not this side of eternity, because there was only one perfect man, and it was Him. Amen. Me and you are not perfect, but we're supposed to. Paul said we're striving for perfection. Amen. We strive to be like Him. And one day, praise God, we will when we see Him face to face. Amen. All the sin and the sinfulness will be gone. Everything of the wicked world will be behind us. And we'll just shout and praise and give God glory as partakers with Him. Praise God. In His glory. Amen. There won't be nothing wrong with us. There won't be nothing ailing us. There won't be no sickness, death, or dying. There won't be no greediness. There won't be no covetousness. There'll be none of them things when we get to glory. Amen. I've done decided in my heart, I don't need a whole lot. Amen. Praise God. If I got food on my table and a roof over my head, praise God, I'm running well. Amen. Praise God. That's all I need. Amen. That's all we need. Praise God. Is clothes on our back, food on our table, and a roof over our head. Praise God. If we've got that, we can call ourselves blessed.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to run around and chase the world to try to get what the world's got so people can see us. Say, boy, look at him. Amen. Let me tell you, what you can go run out and get, praise God, that'll make you impressive. Go out and get the Word of God and get it all over you, praise God. And get it all in you towards running over and oozing out of you. That'll make you impressive. Amen. Praise God. That way the world can see that separation, praise God. And we get filled with God. We get filled with His Spirit. We get excited about what He's doing in us. Amen. My whole outside's pretty well run down. But it seems like the insides are running better every day. Praise God, I get so excited in my soul. Praise God, just realizing. Amen. Praise God. But without separation, your influence is gone. Amen. You can have influence, but there ain't no power in it. Praise God. Without separation, praise God, there'll be a movement. There may be a lot of movement in your life. There's a lot of movement in churches, but there's not a whole lot of achievement. Amen. Without the separation. Amen. When you start acting like the world, how you expect to change the world? Amen. That's why Jesus, Paul said, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Didn't say, saith Paul. He said, the Lord said that. Amen. To separate us. Paul said, I separated myself unto the gospel. So we have to separate ourselves. Praise God. Amen. You can try. Praise God. Without Lord, you can try without separation. You can try all day long, but you'll not trust the Lord. Not that way. Not without separation. Amen. You can serve all you want to, but you'll serve without success, without succeeding. Amen.
Amen.
That's what's happening in the world today. It's been such a burden on my heart to try to do more than we ever have for Him. To lift him up, we're losing another generation, people. We're seeing folks sliding away, and going in the wrong direction. And we got to separate ourselves unto the Lord, praise God, and serve Him, praise God, so that we can succeed in seeing souls saved. Praise the Lord, it blessed my heart. I about had me a spell when I got to line that whole family up over here a couple Sundays ago and baptize them.
Amen.
Baptized 9 folks the other night, praise God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. People that want to follow the Lord and believers' baptism, getting in, doing something for Him. Hey, we're running out of time. We better do what we can now. You know, if we ain't careful, we postpone what we do for the Lord while we try to run our lives, while we try to live our lives. We need to live our lives separated to the Lord, praise God, and He'll take care of all that other junk. Amen. He said, seek ye first kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these other things, food, raiment, clothing, shelter, praise. He said, I shall be added unto you. Amen. That's a promise of God. I believe I'm just going to go with God. You know, I got to thinking about that this morning. I've never had to live a day outside without a roof over my head, unless I chose to. Amen. And that's the dumbest day of my life. I used to like to go camping. I ain't figured that out at all. Amen. Why you'd leave a perfectly fine bed and go lay in a sleeping bag on the roots and rocks. Amen. Praise God. Anymore, my idea of camping is a Motel 6, roughing it. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you what, I'm thinking that God's been good to me. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to praise Him and give Him glory for all that I have. Amen. I serve Him. Praise God unto success. See, we can war in this world. Amen. We can war in this world. We can war in everything. It seems like everything we do is a battle. Amen.
Amen.
Like it's all an uphill battle. Like we're fighting uphill and the enemy's coming down. And we're fighting uphill all the time. And we're fighting and fighting a war. But praise God, it's a war that we cannot win without separating ourselves to the Lord and just stepping back and saying, Lord God, I need some help. I need some reinforcements. The battle's set in array against me. I don't have the capacity to overcome the enemy. Lord, what can I do without You? Amen. And I believe God just sent a prayer. God the Father just sent a prayer to get in touch. He said, son, go give them some help. Amen. Praise God. Send the Holy Ghost and a legion of angels, praise God, just to make a difference in their life right now. Amen. Praise God. God cuts them loose. And next thing you know, praise the Lord, there they are. Between you and the host of the army is a host of heaven. Praise God. It's able to overcome every obstacle. Praise God that we've put in our way. I said, we put in our way.
Amen.
Most of the things in our way that's in our way tonight is there because we put them there. Because we haven't separated ourselves from the Lord and said every morning, say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to get into today, but I need you to help me. I've been more and more about that. I don't know, Brother Bill, when you as you get older, as you age, it seems like you tend to ask the Lord for help more than you used to. When I was in my young man in my 30s, praise God, I was invincible. I thought I could do it all. I didn't need no help. Teresa said, that's why I'm so busted up now. She said, you come in the house, say, honey, could you come help me with this? And before she got the dishes done, got there, I done busted myself up trying to do it by myself. Amen. How many times do we bust ourselves? How many times do we hurt ourselves trying to just do it by ourselves? It's just said, Lord, I need some help. Amen. Not only the physical help of this world. I will tell you, before you get out of here, before we get out of here, you're going to need somebody to help you.
Amen.
And let me just say this. If somebody loves you enough to want to help you, you ought to want to let them.
Right.
Because if you don't, I don't know why I'm going to say, if you don't, you're going to beat them out of a blessing. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I ain't gonna let them because I can't afford to pay them. Praise God. I tell you what, if God put you on their heart, they come and help you. God will take care of the payment. Amen. Praise God. It'll be recorded up in heaven. And there'll be folks shouting, praise God, for what you're accomplishing, not in yourself, but in the Lord. But we try to fight these battles. We try to fight a war without Him. Without separating ourselves to God. But it's a war we can't win. But when we separate ourselves to God, we just say, Lord, in everything, Lord, I need your help. So we're getting ready to go into a little conflict here, I believe, Lord. And I need to be set in, I need you to set in battle array about round about me. Amen. Listen, none of us know what we're going to come up against before we get out of here. What we'll have to face. What we'll have to deal with. What controversy may come up in your life and mine. Whether it be a hardship or sickness or drought or any of these things. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty's promised He'd be there with us always. Even to the end of the way. Say, He'd never seen a righteous forsaken, nor His seed a begging bread. Amen. I believe I'm just going to hang out with God's people to the end of this thing.
Amen.
Because He said He's going to take care of feeding us. Amen. Praise God. If I ain't got what you need, you might have what I need. Amen. If I ain't got what, and vice versa. Because God promised to take care of those that love Him. Amen. Praise God. That separate ourselves unto Him. Amen. Without separation. Amen. If without separation, without separation unto God from sin, we'll not win. Amen. Paul says it like this. He said, the whole consistency of your life, your whole Christian life, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:12, will be like wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. You know what that means? Wood, hay, and stubble is those things that burn up real easy. And he said, without separation from the world to the Lord, he said, our life, our whole Christian life will be like wood, hay, and stubble. He said, it'll not be rewards that'll be laid up in heaven, treasures laid up in heaven. He said, it'll just be things that'll be consumed away and gone. How much of our life, how much of the worldly life, the things around us, the pleasures of this world, praise God, are for naught? As the old preacher would say, they're just vanity of vanities. Amen. Just for a moment, just for a thought, and they're gone. Poof, up in smoke. Amen. They was a fella, his mom and daddy. Actually, his mama and papa, and then his mom and daddy had a great big farm. He sold it when they passed away. He sold it for almost $1.5 million. It breaks my heart when I see these old big farms going away. And man, one of these days we're going to starve ourselves to death if we ain't careful. Amen. You youngins, listen to me. You need to learn how to grow a garden. You need to put bean tater in the ground so you have something to eat on. Amen. But he got caught up in the world. And within just a few days, it wasn't 2 years. He went from being a millionaire to being broke, having nothing. Went through almost $1.5 million and has nothing. Don't even have a place to live. Amen. That's what, if when we try to have things without separating ourselves to the Lord, just imagine what God could have done if he had separated himself to God. How God could have blessed him, how God could have used him, but he looks like wood, hay, and stubble. He's just there and it's gone. Burn up in a moment in time, praise God, he had it, and then it's gone. That's the way life is without the Lord. Amen. A separated life. Now, it's possible to have, Paul said, it's possible to have a separated life. Look what he says in verse number 3. Romans chapter 1, verse number 3. He says, concerning his son, he's talking about the prophets and the Holy Scripture, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Now watch this. By the resurrection from the dead. Amen. So Paul said the way to have separation, a life of separation, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. By the separation unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's the only one that I know of that rose from the dead. He's the only one that's overcome one of the greatest enemy that we'll ever have in this world. Amen. Jesus, there's victory in Jesus. He's attained that victory. And we live a separate life through him who's already lived a perfect life and succeeding and accomplished overcoming the greatest obstacle that we'll ever face. We don't have to worry about death. Don't have to worry about dying. Now, that don't mean we don't need to be careful. I ain't going to tell you just go walking across the street without looking to see if it's a walk sign, because you get run over by a bus and you'll be squished like a bug. Right. Amen. Just because you put your faith and trust in the Lord don't mean he's going to stop that bus. He'd give you good sense. He'd give somebody had enough sense to put that stop sign on the other side of the road. Amen. We got to use common sense, but praise God, he said, if we'll trust in Jesus Christ, if we'll trust in what the Savior done for us on the cross of Calvary, he said, we can have salvation. And we can have, praise God, that separation from the world. And because of the separation, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, it's made a reality, praise God, of being separated, praise God, unto him. Ain't that what Paul says? He said he was separated unto the gospel of God. He wasn't separated into nothing. He was separated unto the gospel of God. He was separated unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We separate ourselves to him, not from him. Amen. We separate ourselves from everything else, and we separate ourselves to the Lord. Amen. I'm his and he's mine. That's all I need to know about that. Praise God, he just keeps getting better every day. He keeps blessing us and helping us. And Paul said when we separate, he said there's a lot of things that we can do when we separate ourselves to Jesus. Just say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Like Isaiah did. Like Abraham did. When he took Isaac up, the Lord said, Abraham, he said, Lord, here am I. So what we got to do, just say, Lord, here am I. And when we separate ourselves unto the Lord, unto the gospel, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, then we separate ourselves into something that's positive. Look what Paul said. Let me give you about 5 things real quickly so you don't go to sleep on me. Amen. I know it's Wednesday night. Let me give you about 5 things real quickly from a few of these verses and we'll go to the house. So Paul said he separated himself unto the Lord, unto the gospel of God, Lord Jesus Christ, because Lord Jesus Christ, concerning Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said, because of that. Look what he says, verse number 11. He said, verse number 11, a desire to share the spiritual gift. He said, for I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. So Paul said, because he separated himself unto the Lord, he said, there's a desire in him, praise God, to share a spiritual gift. He wants them to get some kind of spiritual gift. Amen. I want to say tonight, every one of us, every one of you, praise God, has a spiritual gift. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I don't know what that is. I'm not able to do nothing. That's what Josh said earlier, but he got up here and sung in the choir and helped praise God. Amen. Amen. We got everybody, every one of us has a spiritual gift. We just got to put ourselves out there, separate ourselves, Lord, say, Lord, here I am, and Lord, you take me. I told you when the Lord is calling me to preach, I was bashful, I was backward. I would take a zero in English class before I'd get up and do an oral book report. Amen. Really, I didn't have one to give. The only thing I ever read was Louis L'Amour. Amen. Kept in my back pocket all the time, paperbacks. Amen. I'd open my textbook and lay Louis L'Amour out there inside it, and I thought I'd done class. Don't you youngins do that. You learn, and you won't be dumb like your pastor. Amen. But when you separate yourself with a desire, praise God, a gift. I didn't want to do nothing. But praise God, God called me and I surrendered. I said, you know what I did? I just said, Lord, I'm not able to do nothing. I'm not eloquent to speak. I begged and pleaded that you'd take my brother and use him, make him an evangelist and a preacher and a man of God exceeding and extraordinaire. But Lord, if you want me, here I am. And I ain't nothing special. I ain't eloquent to speak. But Lord, here I am. Amen. Now I got started and I can't shut up. Amen. Used to, I couldn't say nothing in front of people, and now I won't talk all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. But a spiritual gift, he said, I wanted to show a desire to praise God. Because of separation unto the Lord, he wanted to share a spiritual gift of some sort with somebody. He wanted them encouraged like he did Timothy to stir up that's in them. Amen. So that they might be a help to somebody else. Not only want to stir up a desire to share a spiritual gift, but a purpose in their heart to bear fruit. He had a purpose in his heart to bear fruit. Look at verse 13. He said, now I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto. In other words, he was hindered. And that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. He said, praise God. Listen, he said, the purpose, because of I separate myself, Lord, because I'm preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, because I love Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart, I want to be able to come preach to you and tell you how great Jesus is. I praise God, I want to instill some kind of fruit in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, be fruit inspectors. Now listen. And with first fruit, the first fruit we ought to inspect is ours. It's easy to go out there in the world and start looking around as fruit inspectors. People say it all the time, I'm a fruit inspector. They're sorry and no account. They're sorry and no account. And they're sorrier than no account. Amen. But it's hard to look at yourself and say, boy, you're sorry and no account. Amen. But he said, I want to instill a fruit, some kind of fruit in them. He said, I'm separated unto Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to instill some kind, something that's fruitful to those that's around me that I'm talking to. Hey, but some of them, hey, I want to go tell them some bad and wrong. I ain't been able to get there. I've been hindered. But I have a burden in my heart to bear some fruit, to share some fruit. Amen. With lost in a dying world, they might be compelled to come in. Praise God. And be separated too. Amen. Not only to bear purpose to bear fruit, but obligated to pay a spiritual debt. Verse number 14. He said, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I'm a debtor. I'm obligated. I have an obligation. Praise God. I've got a spiritual debt that I need to pay. And he said, I'm obligated. Praise God. To the Greeks and to the barbarians. He said, I'm obligated to the Gentiles this world. I'm called to preach to the Gentiles. And praise God. I'm obligated to preach to the Gentiles. He said, I've separated myself to the cause of Christ. Praise God. To preach the gospel. I'm a spiritual debtor because what Jesus... See, that's why we do what we do. Amen. Listen, young people. Listen, people. We go in the highways and the hedges and take the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ because we're compelled, because we're debtors. We owe it to Christ because He's done so much to us. We're spiritually in debt to Him. Praise God. And I want to pay Him off. I want to pay as much as I can back. While I have an opportunity before it's too late. Amen. One day it'll be too late. Praise God that one day you'll wake up and you won't be able to say, Sue, if the hogs is eating you. Amen. But praise God, while we can, We're obligated, pray God, to pay back that spiritual debt, Paul said. I am debtor. Amen, praise God. He said, I owe a debt. Not only does he owe debt, but he said it's an eagerness to share the gospel. Look at verse 15. He said, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel. Amen. He said, there's an eagerness in me. And sometimes it's difficult. Amen. Sometimes it's hard. A fellow told me a while back, he said, you know what? A pastor church ain't what I thought it was. Amen. I said, is that right? He said, yeah, it's not what I thought it'd be. I said, I don't know what I'm called to do this. Amen. I said, yeah, it's a different aspect than just going preaching casually here, there, and yonder. When you pastor a church, you got to study, you got to pray, you got to seek the well-being of your people. You got to put people in front of yourself. You can't just throw it out there and leave. Amen. You got to live in it and deal with it. Praise God. But if it's the Word of God, amen, it's a desire. And praise God. Hey, listen, I may give up on Sunday morning and say, Lord, that was a flop. I quit. But praise God, take something before the next service, Brother Kevin, that makes me ready to preach again. To lift up my Savior, to praise God, to see a smiling face. Amen. Praise the Lord. Share the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, with us, our people, God's people. He said, preach the gospel to you. Amen. He said, I'm ready. He said, I'm ready to preach. I'm ready to preach the gospel. And I'm ready to preach the gospel to you. He said, I have that strong desire, that urgency. Say amen. I'm a debtor, but he said, I have an urgency to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, to share the gospel of my Savior. Amen. Not only that, but he says he has a boldness, a boldness to exalt the cross of Christ. Amen. A boldness. Because of his separation, because he's separated unto Christ, he has a boldness to preach the cross of Christ. Chapter 1, verse 16. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Because of Paul's separation, because he separated himself unto the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I'm not ashamed of that cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, he separated unto Christ Jesus his Lord. And he says, folks, listen. He said, I'm ready to preach. I'm ready to preach the cross. And the one that's crucified on the cross. The one that gave himself for the cross. The one that loved you enough to die on the cross. The one that loved you enough, praise God, to pay the price. He said, praise the Lord, because of my separation unto him, praise God. I'm ready to preach the gospel of the cross. The cause of Calvary. Because Jesus Christ paid it all. Paul says, I'm willing and able with a boldness because of my separation. See, Paul wasn't waiting to say all this as I'm saying tonight. But basically, he was saying the same thing. He told us in the very beginning, he said, I'm Paul. And he said, it's because of my separation under the gospel that I'm here tonight. Amen. If he was an evangelist, he was a preacher, and in that day and now we live, he'd say, listen, folks, I come tonight on behalf of Lord Jesus Christ to preach to you the gospel of the cross of Calvary. Amen. He said, I've separated myself to be here tonight, to be here for you, to lift up the name of Jesus in the cross of Calvary. Amen. Praise the Lord. When it's all said and done, that's all God expects. That's all that God asks. If we'll separate ourselves unto the Lord, we can do nothing without Him. But what Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Paul was weak in his flesh. He was just almost blind. If you'll read in there where Paul's writing to Corinthians, he said, I'm writing with a bold print, a large print. He said, so I can see what I'm writing. He said, so large a letter I write unto thee. It wasn't the volume of the letter, it was the size of the letters in the letter that he is talking about. He couldn't see good. He probably didn't feel good a lot of time, but praise God, he preached the gospel. Amen. He separated himself from this world to preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, to the world, so that through him they might know the Savior. Jesus Christ. A separated life makes all the difference in the world. When we separate ourselves unto the gospel, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, unto Him, makes a difference. Your desires change. Your want-tos change. We was talking the days up on the mountain. We've been working up our son for over a month. And I'm talking about the hunting and stuff. And there's a deer tracks everywhere, Brother Junior. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of deer in here. He said, does it make you want to go hunting? I said, not really. Not like it used to. Amen. I separated myself into something different. God took that away. Amen. He kind of took that's on the back burner. Hey, I'd rather just watch them eating in the field now than try to kill them. Amen. Now, Josh is opposite. Josh, if they've eaten in the field long enough, Josh will put them down. Amen. He likes venison. Now, I don't blame him. It's good. But they sometimes, when you separate yourself unto the Lord Jesus Christ, things start reprioritizing themselves. When Jesus Christ becomes your number one priority, of course, that's all there is, one priority. Everything else is an oxymoron. It don't even make sense. But Paul said, when I separated myself unto the Lord began to help me do all these other things, all for His glory. Amen. Church, I wonder what happened if we separated ourselves and you separate your life to Him for His glory, starting right now, the rest of your life. I wonder what you could accomplish. Wonder if you could accomplish all the things you haven't accomplished yet. Amen. What about loved ones that's lost and undone on their way to a devil's hell? You reckon you'd have enough influence to see them saved? Amen. What about those that's in the world that's wayward, that used to be in here, used to be seeking the Lord, used to be looking for some help, but they've strayed away from the Lord? Wonder if you could encourage them back. If we separated ourselves unto the Lord, unto Him. Amen. Making a difference. Praise God for the Lord.